25 News meteorologist Joe Struce is with us. Hey, Joe. Tell us what we're looking at. Are we looking at any danger this afternoon?
Yeah, because I think 1 o'clock is when they update it. And I know our tornado threat went up. But I'm worried about those wandering supercells. It's going to be organized tonight, a little more organized. But those wandering supercells in the afternoon is what I'm worried about.
What are you seeing, man?
Yeah. Good morning, guys. The big takeaway this morning from the Weather Center is the increased level of concern without a doubt. Some new information in from the Storm Prediction Center pointing more towards that increased tornado threat as well. So we'll set the stage here for folks. I think you're good to go now through noon. You got some Friday lunch plans. Should be just fine. Two windows. The first window, we'll call it 1 to 5 o'clock today. The current look at things is that that window is not necessarily a slam dunk for everybody, but that there could be these wandering supercells that you're referring to where you have a couple of these thunderstorms that are capable of producing some strong tornadoes across central Illinois. So it's a period that we want people to be weather aware, not necessarily a period where you may be in a location where nothing happens during that time. Mm-hmm. Other folks may go through some pretty significant weather. And then this evening, 5 to 8 o'clock, that's when our main line, the one we've been talking about for a couple of days, it's going to race across the area. And the concern there is, how long will those storms remain supercells before they come together into a line? And one of the concerns this morning is that some of the data pointing towards those storms remaining a little more cellular a little bit further east. So with that, the level 4 risk up from the Storm Prediction Center out of 5, very rare that you get that in this part of the country. That has now been expanded pretty much to all of the 25 newsroom area. That's everybody from, say, the Illinois River to the northwest, now expanded all the way towards I-55, the Bloomington-Normal Metro.
Wow.
Under that as well. Yeah. So this is literally going up as we speak.
And then that cold front comes through, and tomorrow is going to be raw and with a lot of wind.
That's right. Gusts up to 55 miles per hour tomorrow, even behind the storms. I'm still only in the 40s tomorrow, and we're concerned. You know, some folks may have some power outages tonight from these storms, and if you don't have those devices charged up, we may still be talking about more or, delayed power outages or more coming our way tomorrow with those.
Everybody charge your phone quick. Get your
phone
charged.
And have Chuck Collins glue that toupee down.
Yeah, because, get his toupee down on it. Yeah, exactly. Because,
very interesting, Joe. It is when these supercells are by themselves, they have a tendency to feed into more tornadoes in that little, cell and maybe stay on the ground longer. Whereas if they band together in a line, it spreads the energy out and lessens the tornado threat. Is that what I'm getting?
Exactly the way to think about it. And the concern would be this afternoon, if we get two or three of these supercells to develop in their own environment here and there, they could become long-track supercells that hold together for a long time and pose a significant tornado risk over a large area. Whereas tonight, when this comes together in a line, what basically happens is you get a line of storms and all the momentum from the wind spreads out amongst that line, so you get a driving line of storms. A lot of folks remember the August 2020 derecho that did a lot of damage across the Midwest. That was just a big-time hauling line of storms where the wind was spread out through it. And you can still get brief spin-ups along that line, but the more strong, the strong tornado threat, when you start talking about significant tornadoes, it's those supercells.
Got it. Joe Struce, thank you, 25 News meteorologist.